Hey, lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily, and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our years. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. We all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go.
What is up, my dear? Welcome back. I am so glad that you're here today. You may notice my energy is a little bit off today. We're a little bit off today. And I think part of that is because I am recording this episode for you in real time, really. I like to do that when I can, and today is an example of that. And really what we're going to focus on today is being in a season where we have just been begging for growth, when we have been begging for the next level of life, for the next step in our career, the next step in our relationship, when we've been begging for that, and when we're really struggling to get there. And I think that is it can happen for a variety of reasons, a number of reasons. And sometimes it's not happening on purpose, or it's happening in ways that we didn't predict or didn't imagine. And I think I've found some comfort for myself in this idea that being in our growth zone all the time sometimes is not what's necessary. Now, there's this beautiful balance here. If you've listened to the Kind Mind Project for a while, that I'm the kind of person that I don't like to stay in my comfort zone too frequently. I don't always want to be in that space. And I admittedly am getting better at recognizing when being in my comfort zone is necessary. I think there are seasons of life where that is necessary. And partially because that's where we feel safe. That's where we feel in control. That's where things are easy and stable and secure. It also, though, is sometimes when we're bored, when we're not feeling challenged. Now, admittedly, I, in my younger years, didn't experience my comfort zone frequently. Part of that was my own doing. It was on purpose, right? And as I've gotten older, there are seasons where I recognize life is asking for me to be in my comfort zone right now. Life is asking for me to slow down, put in a neutral, and just ride. And other pieces, though, of life lately, life, I think for all of us, we are stuck in kind of our fear zone. And this is where it gets tricky. I firmly believe that there are four different zones when it comes to growth. First of which being our comfort zone. Second of which being that fear zone, where we are lacking self-confidence, where we are finding excuses, where we're really being affected by other people's opinions. And essentially, we're living in fear. We're living in fear. We are not growing because we are afraid. Because we are finding all kinds of different excuses of why we can't, right? And I can think of many times in my life where I have been living in a fear zone, where I haven't done something because I found an excuse for it, or I haven't done something because I have been living by other people's opinions rather than my own, where I haven't done something simply because I was just really lacking the confidence to do it for the first time. And that fear zone oftentimes is what stops us from pushing towards growth. Or we've gotten complacent and we're sitting in that comfort zone, Now, these other two pieces are, of course, where the magic happens. Now, like I mentioned a moment ago, I do believe that there are some seasons of life that ask for us to stay comfortable, that ask for us to live in our comfort zone so that we can feel safe and in control, maybe in a season where everything feels out of control. So I want to make that known. I'm not over here preaching about hustle culture, okay? I'm recognizing and really retraining myself to know that, yeah, there are some seasons that ask us to live in our comfort zone for a little bit. There are some seasons where we find ourselves in our fear zone, finding excuses, living by other people's opinions, really lacking the self-confidence to do what we know in our gut we're looking to do. But let's get to these other two pieces. I think, quite frankly, I have been living in my learning zone recently. And I've previously labeled that as a terrible thing, as, oh, you're consuming all of this information, but you're not doing anything with it. What's the point? No, my learning zone is actually where I am extending my comfort zone. It's actually where I am acquiring new skills. It's where I'm dealing with challenges. This space is wildly valuable. Because here's the deal, friend, we cannot be in our growth zone all the time. And we'll talk about that growth zone in a minute. But we can't be in that space all the time. It's not possible. I don't like to say that things are impossible. This, my friend, is not possible. Life doesn't make it so that we are in our growth zone all the time. It's okay to be learning. This is where I think I found a lot of peace for myself recently. There have been several circumstances that have stopped me from this next phase of life. And I think if you can read between the lines, something that I've wanted for as long as I can remember, something I've told myself, this is what I was built to do. And life lately has told me no. And so instead of going into that fear zone, thinking of all of the reasons of why this is never going to happen to me, I've chosen recently, and I'm trying to be really diligent about going into that learning zone, learning what this next phase of life would actually entail, what it would look like, what it would ask of me, acquiring the skills needed so that when it comes, I'm ready for it. When it comes, I have the skills to confidently step into it. Right now, I am extending my comfort zone. I'm extending the places and spaces of where I feel safe and in control. And although I might not be in a growth zone right now, those steps forward are wildly important. Wildly important. If you have been dogging on yourself recently for not being in a growth zone, I want to remind you that there are seasons of our life that ask for learning. I have been going to church recently, which is, as I've mentioned before, a complicated relationship for me. But this woman shared a message this morning and this kind of analogy this morning that really stuck with me. She talked about the idea of life feeling messy and out of control and confusing, and we're not sure where it's headed. And she compared it to the back of an embroidery sheet or cross stitch, if that's something that you, I grew up doing cross stitch, and I had these little holiday cross stitch circles that I would make for my family, and we'd be so very proud of them, but would get so upset by how messy the back was. And the back would get so messy as I was making it, and thread would get stuck, and there would be knots in it, and I would get so frustrated thinking that the front would be just as messy and ugly as the back was. And it's funny, because if you know anything about cross stitch or embroidery, that the back gets messy no matter what you do. No matter what you do. Life gets messy and tangled, and there are knots and things tug in weird places until you flip it over. And the whole time, this beautiful thing was being created. And you didn't know how it was going to end up. You didn't know how it was going to look, but it was happening. There was a plan, and maybe not in the ways that you imagined. Maybe you've had moments recently where life has just been in knots, and it's been messy and ugly feeling, and the thread has tugged in places that has been so frustrating. But I promise you, I can speak from experience that when life feels that way, a lot of times it's tugging you on purpose. It's molding you on purpose. And soon you're going to flip that embroidery over and just be shocked at what it's created. Be shocked to see, oh man, that's what life was doing. I had to be tugged in that direction. Things had to get naughty and messy for me to experience this. And when she said that this morning, I admittedly got choked up, because I don't know about you, but lately life has felt really, really messy and tangled and tiring and frustrating. And I know, and I think you do too. I know, my friend, we are being tugged and knotted and messied on purpose. There is a deeper purpose for that. And so if you're learning right now what those knots mean, what that tangled mess of thread means, it's okay to be in that learning zone. It's okay to not be putting things into action right now, but instead trying to understand. I want to understand what these knots and tangles mean. And when we flip that embroidery over, when life opens up for us and we have that moment where we're able to say, oh, that was why. That was why. Oh, it all makes sense. I get it now. What a beautiful gift that moment is. So friend, I don't know about you, but I am falling in love with my learning zone right now. I'm learning to be patient with it. I'm learning to embrace the moments where the thread feels like it gets stuck, where things feel knotted, and I'm learning to slow down and seek to understand why. Seek to understand the purpose of that knot, because I know there is one. So it's okay if you're hanging out in that learning zone recently. But of course, for our ambitious friends, let's talk about our growth zone. This is where those dreams are being put into action. This is where sometimes we feel like we've arrived, which we know we never do, never truly do. But this is the moment where we're like, I have acquired the skills. I have the opportunities right now to put it into action. I'm finding purpose. I'm setting new goals. I'm conquering the objectives, and I'm using the knowledge. It's such a beautiful feeling, that breakthrough feeling. It's one that I know us growth hungry junkies are frequently trying to achieve. It's such a beautiful and challenging and exciting place to be. It's one that keeps us addicted to growth, keeps us striving for growth. And it feels good. It feels good. Sometimes, though, those growth seasons really feel challenging. And I want to honor that too. When I was, you know, crafting this episode this morning, I was thinking about just the growth seasons I've had recently that have been a challenge. They've been exciting and challenging at the same time. I think of when my husband and I first bought our home back in October, November of 2023. And we looked at all of the work that had to be done. all of the renovations and things that had to be done before we could get into our home. And I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be challenging, but I had no idea just how exhausted I would be. But I also had no idea just how proud of my marriage I would be. And I still get choked up thinking about it, because that was one of, I think that was one of the greatest gifts we could give our marriage, was that season of renovating our home. I was proud to be loved by him, and so proud to have the opportunity to do this with him. And yes, we were exhausted. We were at each other. It was hard. But again, a moment where I look back and I'm like, damn, I am proud of that growth season. We have been in our home for not even a year as I'm recording this right now. And I look at all of the work we have done, all of the hours that he has dedicated to the growth and happiness in our home. And I look at that as one of the proudest growth zone seasons of my life, not just because of the work itself, but because of the gift it gave to our marriage. That was a season where we acquired new skills together, not just construction skills that I never thought I would learn, but marriage skills that I am so damn grateful that we now have together. We are a better couple because of that season. And in the moment, it felt like those knots that I was speaking about, it felt like knots and tangles and messy and, oh my God, when the hell is this going to be over? But we flipped over that embroidery and we saw the gifts that we gave our marriage through that season. So I want to honor the idea that, yes, some growth seasons feel horrible. They feel like they're never going to end. They feel incredibly challenging. And I know on the other side of that growth zone is just so much gratitude and so much success and fulfillment and surprises and growth in ways that we didn't imagine. So I hope that after today's conversation, you know that every one of these zones has its place. That growth zone has its place. There are seasons of life where life says, all right, now it's time to push. It's time to grow. It's time to challenge yourself. It's time to put those skills to the test. And it's also okay if you're in a learning season. How wildly helpful and fulfilling and required a learning zone is. It's where I am right now. I'm learning what this mess means. I'm seeking to understand the knots and the tugs. And I want you to give yourself grace if you're in a fear zone right now. I want you to be kind to yourself in that process too, because we're all human. We all have moments where we find excuses for why we can't grow. We all have moments where we get stuck. And the best thing that you can do when confronted with a fear zone is trying to inch yourself towards that learning zone. It's a lot to ask yourself to grow when we're stuck in fear. But instead, how about you get curious? Give yourself grace in the process. You're human. And inch yourself closer to that learning zone. Also, lastly, I want to honor the fact that our comfort zone is sometimes needed. There are some seasons of life that are just asking for you to feel secure and in control. That is okay. My ambitious friend, I want you to hear me when I say sometimes that's truly what you need. We can't be outside of our comfort zone all the time. We also can't be in our comfort zone all the time. but I know you. And I know by now, odds are, you try to stay out of your comfort zone as much as possible. So here is my gentle reminder for you today that it's okay to live there for a minute. It's okay to need security and to feel in control. These four zones all have their place. It's what makes us human. But I hope today, if you take nothing else, you remind yourself that when we feel like the back of that embroidery board, when life feels messy and knotted and ugly, that we remind ourselves that we're being tugged and knotted for reasons that we don't even understand yet, for outcomes that we have yet to experience. And what a beautiful gift it's going to be when you flip that over and you're able to say, why? Wow, look what I was molding and didn't even know it. That was why. That's where life was leading me. So I hope you give yourself some grace today. I'd love to hear what zone you feel like you're in right now. So if you could, send me a message over on Instagram at @EmilyInTheKindMind and update me. Let me know. I'm living over here in my learning zone right now, and I'm learning to be okay with that. So I hope you do too. I love you, my sweet friend. I will talk to you so very soon. Stay kind.
Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.